Welcome to Licht Hören, a podcast about light, lighting, and the people behind it. Here, we explore this fascinating field, from education and daily practice to how we imagine and shape its future. Today, architectural lighting designer Zuhao Ko from Borealis Lighting Studios joins us from New York City to tell us about what brought him into lighting and why he stays.
Hi, everyone. I'm Zuhao. I work as a lighting designer based in New York.
What do you do with light?
So I work as a lighting designer in a big company. So most of the time, I think like I can divide my work into two different parts. My firm is an MEP company consultant. What MEP means is like mechanical, electrical, and plumbing. So our company does not only just lighting, but also the other trades that's also related to building science and architecture. So we are like a small designer group that's doing the lighting design within this big company. So half of our time, it's like a work as a consultant. So most of the projects we have are with designers, so architects, interior designers, sometimes landscape architect. So for example, if I'm an architect, I already have some idea of lighting, but I'm unsure about it. So I will hire a lighting designer or slash consultant to ask them to check my lighting design for my projects. So we can help you to check on that. When we get that kind of projects, we most likely just doing calculations, just make sure whatever that the architect or like interior designer are doing is fine. If no, we will be like, you might need to consider switching your lighting fixtures or make it brighter. Another half of my time is work as a lighting designer. So that means I have more control about the design. So for that kind of projects, we will identify like what kind of concept that they are looking for, what kind of feeling as the atmosphere, or some more technical will be like what kind of control system you're looking for. We are actually join their team and then work with them from the very beginning.
How come you turned into lighting? How did that happen?
Okay, my undergrad is in architecture, and I'm originally from Taiwan, so after I graduate from college, I joined the industry that we call the spatial design. So in the beginning, I was looking for a job in like architecture firm. But later on, I jumped into an interior design world. When you work as an interior designer, you take care of every single thing inside the project, inside the room. So like furniture, the materials that you are using, also the lighting you are designing. So when I was designing the lighting, I was like, maybe this fixture might work. So it's like always guessing. I have no idea how to check my work, because if it's the material furniture, we can always put the mock-up. But for lighting, I have zero idea, always guessing. So after work as an interior designer for 3 years, I was like, maybe I should learn something about lighting. So I started to search if there is a master's degree or other related course that is for lighting specifically. I found, Parsons, the new school in New York City has like a specific project for architectural lighting. That's why I ended up moving to New York and work as a lighting designer here.
What surprises people most when you talk about your job?
Okay. Yeah. So every time when I met people, they would be like, so what do you do for a living? I would be like, I work as a lighting designer. So they will immediately say like, cool. So you're doing all the concerts, or like you're doing all the like fancy stuff, colors, like installations. And then I'll be like, no. I work as an architectural lighting designer. So most of my projects are like buildings or like interiors or landscapes. And then they will be like, so there is a specific like job positions to work as an architectural lighting designer.
What does a typical workday look like for you? Like you said, you're a consultant one half of the day, and the other half of the day you're doing really lighting design.
Most of the projects, it's not done within 1 year. It's mostly like 3 to 5 years, yeah. Sometimes even longer. If you work at a hospital project, it's related to like the government and it's not private owned. It's related to like the government and then like a lot of organizations are involved. They will set up a lot of meetings. Some cool part will be like the user group meeting. That means if we are designing a hospital, you will talk to the nurse, the doctor there, because you're designing the lighting for them. We will provide our like concepts, our designs, and then we will get the feedback from them. That's the most important part, because we might have some preset scenes. For example, if you walk into a room, you want the lights to be not intense, like not to be that too intensive. You want it to like slowly warm up. So if they have some like specific request or preference, they will share it with us. And then we will try to figure out. And then I also get some junior helpers to help on like little tasks, for example, calculations or doing the drawings or reviewing the fixture samples with me.
Is there something you're really proud of?
Yeah, there's one project that like is still one of my favorite that I ever touched, and also kind of helped me a little bit to get to this current job. That is the project that I work with my professor at Parsons, Derek Porter, because I used to be his research assistant when I was a student. That means I have to help for like all his projects, that if he needs any like calculations or sometimes renderings. So that project is called Faceted Column. That is like a 30 feet, approximate 10 meters tall column. It's like our installation at the entrance of a big stadium in Wichita, Kansas City, Kansas. That project is like a huge, tall, metal-made column with thousands pieces of polished metals mounting to it. So the concept is like those polished surfaces is going to work as a mirror to reflect all the surrounding areas, and then kind of, it's like a blender. But can you imagine? Like, we have this crazy idea, and then it might cost a little bit of money. So we wanted to convince our client that this is like a really cool project, but they don't have any design background. So for them, it's really hard to imagine. So what we usually do is like we build a 3D model, we do the rendering, so we can kind of visualize your eyesight and then how that direction will be redirected by the surface that your eye hits, and then what's the direction that you are going to see from the surrounding areas that's reflected by those polished surfaces. So they get it. So that's how we finally convince them like, oh, this is going to work.
Is there also something in your work where you say like, gosh, this sucks?
Most of the time, because I'm originally from Taiwan and I moved to New York City like almost 8 years ago, I might know already learn a little bit about design. But I know, for example, the building code, like all the requirements for energies, it's totally different from when I was in Taiwan, right? So those kind of like requirements, I might touch a little bit when I was a student at Parsons, because they will most likely will ask you, what's your light power density? That means how much total energy that you are using in your project. But like every 3 years, the US is gonna like have a new version of the requirements. So you have to be up to date. But for me, it's like, I don't even know these things exist. So sometimes you will be like, you're in a meeting, and then the architect will be like, hey, can you please check blah, blah, blah for me? I'm like, what's that? So, and then, you know, we are talking in English. So I was like, maybe that's even my first time to hear that term. So I'll have to like make sure I write it down or to remember what they are talking about. But I think that's also like help you to become like a real designer, because following those code are also helping you to create that like a better environment, not just for now, also in the future.
So from the future to the past, or maybe the future, if you were 18 right now, what would you recommend to you?
I think definitely you need to like go outside, not just looking at the screen. I know nowadays everyone is just scrolling on their phones and watching like YouTube videos to pretend they are like going outside, travel around, but a lot of experience that you cannot learn from the screen. I asked myself a question, like how come a lot of like high-end like restaurants in New York City are like really dim? I kind of like start to dig into it, and I know there are a lot of like reasons behind it. For example, if you have your dinner in a like really dim environment, you kind of forget about how close you are with your like people who are surrounding you. You forget about like you actually almost touch the stranger's shoulder. Those like extremely dim environment cannot 100% accurately represent from your screen. Another experience that I had is like in Taiwan during the night, if you are inside your house, you want everything, like every light to be turned on, like in a really bright like environment, because that makes, at least from my culture, that makes you feel like, oh, this is safe, like you are in an environment that is like under the sun. But in New York, like everyone, not but like more than Taiwan, like they prefer like a dimmer environment during the night. So I think like the dimmer environment also helped them to like relax a little bit. So that's something I learned from like different culture. When I was young, when I traveled, I will be like, oh, everything that is like outside my country is good, because we travel with our like filters with in front of our eyes. But I forget, like in my hometown, we also have like a good environment that we already created. I will use one small town in the northern Taiwan as an example. It's called Jiufen. It's like a small town built around like a little mountain that is like adjacent to the sea. They use the lantern to kind of like bright up the street, the pathways, and also this kind of work as a wayfinding element, because this town is built around like along the shape of mountain. So a lot of time you might not be able to see like your destination, but if you follow the lantern, you will know, oh, I'm walking on the right path. Yeah. And then that also kind of became like a landmark.
Zuhao, thank you. Thanks for being here.
I really appreciate the opportunity to share my experience.
Learning also happens in the community. Join lighting societies, local working groups and open meetups. Visit trade fairs and congresses globally and also in your region. You can meet people close to you and from around the world. Dates and links are in the show notes. You have been listening to Lichthören, a joint project of the lighting societies of Germany, Austria and Switzerland. Thank you for listening. You'll find ways to connect with us through the comments or in the show notes.